Twin Bluffs and Sextonville, Progressive County Communities, by Alan Strang. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland Democrat, on July 1st of 1925, it was way back in 71 when the prosperous Richland Center businessmen were subscribing fabulous amounts to have the branch line of its railroad run to Richland Center that Sextonville passed perhaps the biggest opportunity that it has ever known. The right-of-way had been surveyed so the pass would go through the old Thomas McCorkle Mill, situated near the present Mill Creek Bridge that's on this side of Sextonville. The depot was to be on the site of the Jones Barn, which is on the very outskirts of the village. When all the residents of the village were set to have the line built, the right-of-way was suddenly switched to the bottomlands west of the Pine River at Twin Bluffs, where the railroad was constructed and where it passed this day. Some say that it was because of the amount of the stock asked of Sextonville residents. Others avow some sort of secret deal was made. Which of these is the fact is not known, but the loss to Sextonville is certain. The village of Sextonville is one of the oldest communities in Richland County. It was being settled then in 1847 and platted 3 years later by E. M. Sexton, after whom the village was named. It was in 1851 that J. L. McCollum came with his parents and family from Lafayette County. Mr. McCollum is one of the oldest living settlers of Sextonville. He lives at present in Twin Bluffs, where the move shortly after the railroad was built in 1875. This old resident knows more about the old settlers of the vicinity and the history of the community since the early 50s than anyone else living. The population of that vicinity today is divided between the villages of Twin Bluffs and Sextonville, though the larger business districts are in Sextonville. At present, the brick stove on the corner of the run by Harry Crumbecker, it's a grocery store, a soda fountain, owned by Walter O'Mealy, and a hotel constructed by David Fry. Harry Gaston owns the Sextonville Garage, and for Miss Connie DeVoe, she is at present the postmistress with the office located across the brick store. At Twin Bluffs, there's one general store run by Walter Pronald. Mr. Pronald has one of the most complete stocks of goods in that section. J.C. Rockwell, well, he has a general blacksmithing shop east of the tracks. The Twin Bluffs post office is run by Elmer McCollum, son of that pioneer settler. Mrs. Ida Calloway, she expresses that there is an agent at the depot, one of the worthwhile organizations in that community of Twin Bluffs is the Shipping Association, which has as its members farmers from the locality who ship their cattle almost every week on the railroad. Read more about your memories of Twin Bluffs with Charles Chip Pardoon in the January 2023 edition of the Achy Breaky News.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.